Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master and energy medicine practitioner. I'm a certified metaphysician, author, holistic life coach, and certified aromatherapist and radio talk show host, living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. I created this show because I wanted to have a forum in which we could discuss different types of topics, and I wanted to talk about topics that dealt with metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, the laws of attraction, divine relationship, holistic nutrition, and universal laws. And quite a few of our shows have guests. Like this evening, we have a wonderful guest to talk with you about spiritual counseling and astrology. Now, Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is You Are the Star of Your Life and Your Show. Again, the topic tonight is You Are the Star of Your Life and Your Show. And our wonderful guest this evening is Lorelei. And if you would like to talk to Lorelei or to me, you would dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and you will press 1. And only one call at a time. And this evening, Lorelei is going to give some wonderful advice using the planetary systems, the lunar system, and astrology. So again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And my purpose is to connect with you on a soul-to-heart level, a heart-to-heart level, and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, our topic was The Year That Was, and we had 20 live listens and 13 callers. However, in 1 week, we have had 150 downloads, which means 150 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness program. And as always, I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. Since our debut on October 22nd, 2012, we have had 42,451 listens, which includes the live calls. Again, we have had 42,451 downloads, and this is only in 13 months. So remember, if you can't join us live, You can always listen to the archive shows, and that's when most people listen anyway. Now, what I usually do is I give a recap of the previous week's show and guest. So I'm going to go over what transpired last week. Last week, the topic was The Year That Was, and our guest speaker was Keith Dykes, who is a board-certified trainer, instructor of hypnosis, spiritual counseling, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and a Reiki master. He is a master hypnotist, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and a spiritual hypnotherapy specialist. Keith Dykes is a personal coach and a certified spiritual counselor as well. He is certified through the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the International Hypnosis Federation. He is a practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and a timeline therapy practitioner. Keith is a double Reiki master, trainer, teacher, having studied both Yusui Reiki and Karuna Ki Reiki. He also has base knowledge in ancient Hawaiian Huna and Brain Gym 101. Keith also spent 20 years as a professional singer, actor, and theater producer. He's a former member of the Broadway League of American Theater Producers. This diverse knowledge has allowed Keith to be more comfortable in his abilities as a counselor and coach, and to see into the heart of situations. So, it was an excellent show last week, and quite a few of you in the listening audience called in to get some of Keith's messages via psychic readings and channeling. And he is joining us again next Monday. So, if you missed last week's show, please go to the archives, and you can listen to the show in its entirety. This evening, as I stated, tonight's topic is You Are the Star of Your Life and Your Show. And our guest is Lorelei. Lorelei's commitment is that no one will die with his or her music in him or her on her watch. She believes that we all have a song to sing. Singing your song is about being who you really are inside and outside. It's about giving every single part of you a voice. Now, for over 25 years, Lorelei has helped people realize their dreams by having the courage to dare to dream, to release what's in the way, and to surrender to divine timing. Lorelei uses the power of the lunar cycles and other planetary energies to guide people to manifest their heart's desires in perfect timing. She sees the light in others and reflects it back to them. Once their light is turned on inside, anything is possible. And Lorelei's skill set is unique. She is a licensed counselor, spiritual astrologer, professional interviewer, and ordained minister. This gifted visionary's greatest passion is relationships, beginning with each individual's relationship with him or herself. Lorelei believes that every match is made in heaven, because every relationship is a holy encounter and provides us with a mirror image of ourselves. She has inspired thousands of individuals to enhance the quality of their relationships by knowing that we script and attract everyone into our lives for a reason. And if we don't like the script, only we can change it. Lorelei's enthusiasm and inspirational messages have landed her on the Joan Rivers Show, the John and Lisa Show, CNN, WXIA, Atlanta's Noonday, and Peachtree Morning. Lorelei created Love Signs, and for 7 years, she was featured on radio in Atlanta on B98.5 FM as a relationship astrologer. And she has been featured in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, the AJC, Georgia Trend, the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Peachtree Magazine, and Business Atlanta. 20 years of successful personnel consulting for entrepreneurial companies and corporate giants such as Coca-Cola, Hitachi America, American Cancer Society, and Weyerhaeuser have positioned Lorelei as a leading advisor for progressive businesses, and her 98% success rate in the personnel placement business earned Lorelei an award from the Atlanta chapter of Women Business Owners for the highest percentage increase in gross business. It's been said that being with Lorelei is like turning on a fire hose in a good way. A compelling speaker and fascinating guest, Lorelei's warmth, authenticity, childlike enthusiasm, and heartfelt advice have supported, inspired, and encouraged people from all walks of life to believe in themselves and their dreams. So we are encouraging you to call in to get a spiritual perspective about your life from an astrological and counseling perspective. And if you would like to contact Lorelei, her email address is L-O-R-E-L-E-I, yes, capital Y-E-S, at AOL.com. Again, to contact Lorelei, you would send an email to her, capital L-O-R-E-L-E-I, capital Y-E-S, no space between, all one word, at AOL.com. And I've had the wonderful opportunity to talk with Lorelei and to listen to her her background and her history. She is a compelling speaker. I mean, you would be very captivated by this woman with this sultry voice. She just has a wonderful personality and a captivating voice and energy. And, you know, there are some of the adjectives that are out there that describe this wonderful person. And I know that you will concur with me once you have had the opportunity to listen to her and to have her tell her story and to give you some information about your life. So feel free to call in this evening. The show will end at 9, but if we have people on the board who want to talk to Lorelei and they're not able to get in from 7 until 9, then we will just extend the show into 10 p.m. But do not wait until 8:59 to start calling all of a sudden. You have to be on the phone line before then, and she will give you a mini astrological perspective about your life. And I think it's really important to get all perspectives, an Akashic record reading, a mediumship reading, psychic reading, an astrological perspective. All the guests that I've had, each one has had his or her own specialty and expertise in a particular area or in several areas. And there may be some slight overlap, but each one is really really critical and important for you to understand the depth of who you are. So I encourage you to call in to talk to Lorelei. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Now, without further ado, I am going to bring on the wonderful Lorelei. Greetings, Lorelei. How are you?
Hello, Jamila. I'm fine. And yourself?
I am doing extremely well. I'm doing extremely well. I'm just very pleased and happy to have you on the air because you're the first astrologer for my show. So I know people will be very pleased with the information that you are going to give this evening and your perspective. So why don't we start with your just giving everyone some background information. How did Lorelei happen to become an astrologer and a professional interviewer and an ordained minister? I mean, you have such a fascinating background. So why don't
we just start?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And I just have to say, as I was listening to you talk about me, I was thinking, I want to meet this woman. So I really appreciate it. You know, it's like for a minute, I was just listening and going, wow, this woman she's talking about sounds really cool. And
yeah.
I say that say that about all of us. Like, we're all really cool, which is why I say that you're the star of your life and the star of your show. So, there's so much I'd like to say. What I'd like to do, Jamila, is I'd like to set the stage weather-wise, cosmic weather-wise, so that everybody can relate to sort of the energy that's going on right now, and we're coming into a full moon tomorrow. I just like to make back. Yeah, because that way, my intention in this time with you, which I'm so excited about, and with your listeners, is that anybody listening to this, that they leave the broadcast feeling inspired, excited, maybe less confused, more focused, just like believing in themselves again, and if they do, you know, just a renewed sense of, wow, all is well in the heavens, you know, I'm safe, it's time for me to be me, because that's the overarching message right now for all of us, is if people are not living authentically, it's going to be real hard to make anything happen. And the reason I lead with that is that not only do we have a full moon tomorrow, which is always a time when emotions are up, we're more aware. It's like I always like to think of the glass as half full. It is full at a full moon, and we pour more water in the glass, so where does it go? It spills over. Planets do not do anything to us. If any of you listening, just leave knowing that so that you feel that you really are in charge of your life. I don't say in control, because God's in control, but what I mean is it's a co-creation, and whatever's happening in the heavens is going on inside us. That's one of the most empowering things to me, Jamila, is that we're not at the mercy of a full moon or Pluto or Saturn. Whatever's happening out there is happening inside. So what's happening inside for everyone, whether they're conscious of it or not, is this sense of wherever I'm living my life not being who I really am, it's going to be more and more difficult to continue that. Now, the reason I say that specifically right now, and I'm looking out my window at the brilliant full moon, this is so cool, is that the planet of authenticity, the planet of brilliance, the planet of uniqueness, the planet of originality, the planet of rebellion, the planet Uranus has been moving backwards or appearing to be in what we call retrograde. And if anybody has heard that word before, I just want you to know, leave this call having reframed that, in the sense that retrograde is any planet being in retrograde is a time to regroup, to reevaluate, to renew, all of those rewords. It's another topic, but I just want to say that because the planet of authenticity has been in this introspective, internal, contemplative mode since July 18th. And it's moving forward tomorrow at 12:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what does that mean? What that means is, and this is for everybody, is that wherever you've been chewing on changes or musing, marinating in, wanting to do something differently in your life, whether it's change a pattern, a behavior, a habit, shift something in a relationship. You want more intimacy. You want less intimacy. You know, you're in a job that's dead end and your heart's breaking. Or, you know, again, it doesn't even matter what it is. The common denominator for everybody now is it's time to show up in our lives living authentically as who we are, whatever, and that means embracing all of it. That, you know, that means embracing not just the stuff about ourselves that we love, but all the stuff. So, and that's why I say you're the star of the show, but the only way I believe that we can sing the song that we came here to sing is by giving every part of us a voice. So the reason I use the music metaphor so often, Jamila, and I, every time I work with clients or groups, I always choose music that speaks to the energies, is that I grew up not singing my song. My dad was in show business, and he had we had a radio show from our home on Long Island when I was a kid, and from like 3.5 to 6 or something, I used to introduce his show. So I'd come home from school, and instead of going out to play with other kids, I went into the den to record with my dad. And now, like many things in our life, because I believe so strongly that we're all teaching what we need to learn, what has become so important to me is to help others sing their song, because, yes, I was trained early in terms of rapport with an audience, but it was not my song. So my whole mission now with the skills that I have is to help people make their dreams come true by being all of who they are. Because I don't believe that it's interesting how the line from The Wizard of Oz goes, which is dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. You know, the daring to dream, and I don't think we can really dare to dream if we're not on board with all of us, all the parts of us, you know, if we're not, I keep using this metaphor of we're not firing on all cylinders. So, I mean, an example would be, let's say somebody's a Cancer Sun, which is sensitive and nurturing and caretaking and mothering, and let's go down the continuum, and pissy, reactive, moody. But again, we have to, I believe, own all of it. Right? Oh, actually, it's so funny because I wasn't picking that deliberately because that's your son. But I was thinking because this Cancer energy is so up for all of us now because the planet of wisdom and understanding, Jupiter, is in Cancer where it hasn't been for 12 years since 9/11, which is very interesting because when you think what came out of that was a sense of lack of safety and lack of security, but ultimately there were connections that were made as a result of that. There was a sense of belonging that happened somewhere where someone would have least expected it. And what I've said all through this, we don't have to create something like that. You know, we don't have to create that something of that nature so that we bond and support each other and care about each other. But that's what the energy's about now. So let's say someone has prominent Cancer energy, which is all of those sensitive qualities, and yet they have the moon in Aries. Their moon, which is their feeling nature, is in the sign of the warrior, combative, challenge. Well, that's an interesting dichotomy. And the beauty of astrology is, the astrological piece of what I do, is that it's about both of those energies working together so that the person is honoring the shy, sensitive, mothering, security, safety side of themselves, but yet they're also honoring the daring, pioneering, take-a-risk side, right? So that would be a Cancer who chose to come in, who co-created with God their map around, wow, I read about, you know, so a Cancer person might say, gee, I'm reading about safety and security, but, you know, I've taken a lot of risks in my life. I wonder why that is. Well, that's because that Cancer person has an Aries moon or Sagittarius, you know, some fire energy. So so what's so exciting to me now with the astrological piece is it's like introducing people to their board of directors, to their life team. In other words, these chosen qualities and talents and skills that we've each, you know, chosen in this lifetime, because I believe that the soul and God make an agreement, and it's like we come in and we say, you know what, I'm going to focus on this lifetime, or I, you know, that's the perfect mom for me over there, because through with that person, I'm going to learn this about myself. So, so for me, this, you know, I'm 66 years old, and I just got my graduate degree this year. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean,
and
I've been counseling.
You do not look 66 years young. You're 66 years young.
Thank you.
Lorelai, you're
well,
like in your 40s.
And I have my dream come true relationship with a man who is my same age. We're born 20 miles apart and 9 days apart with nine planets in the same sign. So you think there are any mirrors going on there? But my point is that there's never been a time where all of us have been alive where we're being called to step up to the plate. And by that I mean not about, you know, when people say, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Well, maybe when I grow up. Growing up to me means I came in with this skill. I came in with this ability. I came in with this talent. And I'm here to discover my divinity and to uncover those talents and to serve humanity. That's Dharma. That's the spiritual principle of Dharma, which is where I come from in everything that I do. It's like I get so excited. Like when you and I were on the phone the other day, and I was looking at your planets, and I was thinking, well, no wonder you could teach the world. You know, no wonder you're meant to be global in who you are and what you do in terms of, I mean, it's such, again, I'm fascinated by everybody to some degree, but I'm always fascinated when I have a sense of someone, like we'd met a couple times, and then I look at your divine map at your, you know, this mandala and go, well, that makes sense that she's got a radio, you know, show that does this, and that makes sense that she teaches at colleges, and that, see, because my background is personnel. So that's where I used astrology. It was like I had seen every personality test on the planet. So, you know, so, okay, I should be a firefighter. Now what do I do? You know, it tells me I'm good with animals. Now what do I do? You know, and I'm not knocking any of that. And certainly and then in graduate school I've seen all of these tests. But really it's people getting in touch with the essence of who they are. So there were certain people in interviews that I would connect with, you know, and in the interview I'd be feeling, well, you know, they must have earth in their chart because they've been a bookkeeper for, you know, or they're an accountant or they got a lot of fire, they're a Sag, they need to be out and about, you know, talking to people or whatever. And I'd walk certain people out of interviews and I would say, by the way, at that time, this is, you know, 30 years ago, I'm an astrology buff. Do you mind telling me your birthday? And I would just talk about the sun sign. And what I noticed was people were like drinking it in, not because it was me necessarily, although I'm, you know, again, I'm honoring my own spirit and gifts that I give, but it was that I want to know more about myself energy that I saw. It was like, I want to know who I am. And I thought, wow, there must be something to this astrology stuff after all, was my, you know, because for me, it was always applied astrology. It was always using the astrological data to see why people, again, were in certain careers and happy or not. You know, and so for me, it's been piecing these parts of myself together. The interviewer, I was ordained in an faith ministry called the Universal Brotherhood back in 92. You know, just got the counseling degree, as you know, and have been using astrology for probably 30 years. So now, when people ask me what I do, in the past, I would have said I'm an astrologer or I'm a this or I'm a that. I say I help you make your dreams come true because that's what I do with this unique skill set that I have. And the reason I'm saying this so specifically is because, and I was thinking about this today, thinking about talking to you and your listeners, there's so many people now in this reinventing place, you know, and what I mean by reinventing, not that there's anything wrong with who we are, but really when I say reinventing, I mean, oh, here's another part of me that I didn't know was there. Oh, I really like that part. I have the ability to make people feel safe. Wow, I like that about me. You know, or whatever it is. It's like people are in a place of where marrying their skill set is really important. It's like really knowing what we're working with. So
that
using
is so
this,
true.
Yeah. I mean, using this round table, you know, where I sit the parts of the personality with myself and with my clients around the round table, each one needs a voice. So getting back to the Cancer Aries, which are very different energies, you know, Aries is initiating fire, first sign of the zodiac, Star Trek energy, fearless, risk-taking, and we're all swimming in that now with this planet Uranus in Aries. And Cancer, on the other hand, is want to feel safe and secure in my nest and, you know, and nurtured and rapport and all of that. So those two energies working together, let's say, versus where maybe that Cancer person has never really harnessed their risk-taking side, and so they're pissed off all the time. You know what I mean? Or they get headaches because the energy is, and they're not using your peace be still. I loved hearing you today, by the way. That was great. I just wanted to say. So what I'm excited about for me, but for all of us, and the timing of being able to share with you and your listeners, for me, and of course, I didn't set it up, right? I set up a lot of timing for people and get paid well to do it, you know, but there are many times where timing is already set up, and then we look at, mm-hmm. well, how do I make the most of this energy? So when you said, you know, you were offering me this time to be with you, I thought, oh, my God, I get to do that on the eve of the full moon. If everybody looks out the window on clear skies, it looks like it's full. Of course, it always does a day or two before. The full moon phase really begins at 4-something a.m. tomorrow morning. But the other piece of this, which makes it such an exciting time, is that whatever changes any of you listening have been thinking about, been afraid about, been excited about, talked to other people about, but the common denominator being, I have to make this change or I'll die. Now, I don't necessarily mean that literally, hopefully, but I'll suffocate. I'll be restricted. Mm-hmm. I'll be confined. My spirit's going to die. You know, I may be in my life and going through the motions and getting up every day and taking my kids to school and going to my job. But none of this needs to shift drastically, Jamila, necessarily. But Uranus is the planet of rebellion. So to me, the more responsibility that each of us takes for what I just said, wherever we are on this continuum of how authentic is my life and do I need to bust out of chains or can I just tell the people in my life that I need to make these changes, if we all take responsibility, then we won't necessarily have to see events playing out in the world. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Globally. Around this revolution or rebellion or whatever that means. It's like as each of us internally, I believe, takes the responsibility for that, that we won't have to have, you know, a 2001 or, you know, whatever, because it's all energy, as you always talk about.
That is so true. Very true. And we have a caller on the line who wants to talk with you.
Okay.
We have several callers on the board. Greetings. Cool. Your name, please. Hello?
Well?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your
Can
name,
you hear
please?
Me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your
Diane?
Name, please? I'm
Diane?
Sorry? Diane?
Oh, we got a couple people here.
Okay. Hi, Diane. This is Lorelei. You have a question?
Lorelei.
Hello, Diane. What? Let me have your birthday, and then tell me why you were inspired to ask a question, and whatever that is. But while you're doing that, I can be looking you up in what's called the ephemeris, which is tells me the position of the planets from, in this case, 1900 to 2000, and then I have an ephemeris from 2000 to 2050. So, what is your birthday?
1/8/1942. And I was born at 12:52 a.m.
Oh, you're
and where,
great.
And where were you born?
In Hamtramck, Michigan.
Okay. And what's your question, sweetie?
Well, since my birthday's coming up real soon, I was just wondering what was the outlook for next year for me?
Well, see, this is where I typically would ask a client or potential client or a friend, what are you dreaming about? Like, what is something that you would like to see happen? See, then we use the planetary energies in order to create that. So tell me again, it's January?
January 8th, 1942.
Okay. So let me talk about, Diane, that Capricorn folks... Now, again, this could be sun sign Capricorns. People may have the moon or whatever in Capricorn. But there's a planet in Capricorn now that hasn't been there for 248 years, and it's the planet of power. It's the planet Pluto, the planet of power, authority, the planet of transformation, magic. So we could say something like, now, again, I'm not sitting with you. We're not talking on the phone. I don't know where you are in your life. But I would say that you have an opportunity because, you know, you and I are born in the same generation. I'm born in 47. And Capricorn energy is the most dutiful of all the signs in the zodiac in the sense that I do what I should. I'm using the word should deliberately here. You know, it's very much defined by outer authority figures, you know, like I'm defined by my money or my house. And this is not a bad thing. But Capricorn needs to have a goal and get to the top of the mountain. So Capricorns, whether you've ever been in business or not, are they like the executives of the zodiac? They take a step up the mountain, secure the footing, take another step up the mountain. But the key would be, and this is what I would invite you to think about, and age has nothing to do with this, is what mountain do you want to climb now? Like, what mountain is going to bring you pleasure, if you will? Because you have an opportunity to step into being more powerful than you've ever been in your life. Now, again, this is if that's energy that you're not comfortable with, and see, this is why things happen in relationships, because we any of us, not just you, are not able to be with the parts of ourselves that are being that we're getting to know more about. So my point here is, it could be very easy for you to project power onto other people, like all of a sudden feel that other people are controlling you, or they have power over you if you're not harnessing the potential of this energy. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, again, because I don't know you, I don't know your level of consciousness, but I'm assuming if you're on a show called Higher Consciousness, that would make sense what I said, but I don't know, because we're not having, you know, a one-on-one over a period of time. So let's just say that the beauty of this is that, okay, so you're in your late 60s, right, or whatever you are. Yeah, because I'm whatever. But my point is, you could be having the time of your life now, Diane. And what I mean by that is because, you know, again, Capricorn, people that are a Capricorn sun, they can often live their life based on how they have judged themselves or how society judges them. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. So now you have this opportunity to say, flip you all. No, and what I mean is, like it's not over, is my point. You know, pure Capricorn energy is you work hard and then you die. I mean, I'm being funny when I say that, but Capricorn is one of the work signs. Well, you have an opportunity now at this inspired time in your life to create your life totally for you, not based on what you should be doing or not doing. It has nothing to do with whether you're retired or not. You know, when people say retired, all that means retired just means I'm not channeling my energy into somebody else's goals, which is very Capricorn, to channel one's energy into somebody else's goals, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, you have the, oh, look at this. Okay, so I would say you are a somewhat atypical Capricorn in the sense that you have, no wonder you're on a show like this, because you have this planet Venus, which is what you value, what we all value. Venus is what we love, value, and appreciate. You have Venus in the sign of Aquarius. Well, Aquarius comes after Capricorn. The zodiac is so beautiful. It each sign is a movement or a reaction to the sign before it. So here we have Capricorn, who's stoic and reserved and serious, right? I mean, you can relate to those qualities, right, Diane?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But you have Venus in Aquarius, which probably means you may have lived a fairly conservative life, but I'll bet you have some kooky friends.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because you have Venus in Aquarius, which means you value Aquarius energy. And Aquarius comes, again, after Capricorn and says, outside the box, unconventional, you know, let's do it a new way. Let's be more inventive. Let's be more brilliant. Let's be more original, i.e. this planet that's getting ready to move forward tomorrow. You, my dear, have a planet in Aries. So there is a, I don't know if I would call it a budding entrepreneur or someone who's ready to do Star Trek. You know, I mean, don't be surprised if in your mid-70s, if all of a sudden you get a wild hair and go do something that is risk-taking, but a calculated risk, if that makes any sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I mean, you have Mars in Aries. Mars is the planet of action. Mars is what drives us. Mars is desire. Mars is excitement and anger. And you have Mars in a sign it's real at home in, which is Aries, and which means that this planet of originality and brilliance and uniqueness that's now in Aries, where it has not been for 84 years, in the next 2 to 3 years is going to come to your Mars. I know that's kind of jargon, and I love this language, so forgive me. But what that essentially means is, in my world, is that your soul, you said to God, you know, that it, that that later in your life, somehow you would have an opportunity, whatever you choose to do with this, because it's always a choice. There's I do no prediction. I don't know. I don't do that. I don't know that. I'm not taking responsibility for anybody else's life. It's taken me enough time to take responsibility for my own. But what it says to me is that you have an amazing opportunity for excitement, risk-taking, feeling on fire about something or many things or, you know, so I'm a big proponent of let's use the energy consciously instead of unconsciously, right? Because, you know, we all do it. The energy, it's all about energy. The energy will out one way or the other. So that's very exciting for me to see, because when I say you're the star of your life and the star of your show, now, you may do nothing with this energy, Diane. You know, you may start to work out with that energy. That would be Aries. And or you might find yourself encouraging other people to take risks, where people, I would imagine that friends and family haven't you always been kind of have the potential to be, someone comes and talks about something they want to do, and you say to them, well, you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
Is that true or not?
I'm everybody's cheerleader.
Absolutely, and everybody's catalyst.
Yep.
You know, because Aries is the catalyst. And you see, Capricorn is also an initiating sign. All the signs of the zodiac are either initiating, which are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Those are the initiating signs. And then we have the fixed signs, which are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. They put the roots down more and a bit more resistant to change, if you will. And then the adaptable signs, which are whatever they are. Let's see, that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So your Sun is initiating, Capricorn. Your Mars is initiating. So, do you get headaches? Have you gotten headaches in your life?
Yes, I did. I haven't had any in a long time.
Okay, good. Well, the reason I ask is because every sign of the zodiac is associated with a part of the body. And Aries, being the first sign of the zodiac, rules the head. So anybody with any Aries energy, now again, I'm not suggesting they're not physical things also, and I'm not saying don't consult your doctor or your medical professional, but I do believe that every physical dis-ease has an emotional component. So headaches, injuries to the head, you know, migraines, specific sinus, any of that sort of thing is a block of energy, and it's someone with Aries energy where that energy is not out, you know, not being released in some way. So when you coming back to your question, when you said to me what do I see as the outlook for your year? Let me ask you, what would you like the outlook for this year to be?
And then we have another.
Because you're creating it. You're the star of the show and the star of your life. So you're creating it. So tell me what you would like it to be.
Oh, I would like to start some sort of business where, you know, to have income coming in more than I have now. And also I'd like to be more organized and to move.
To move where you live?
Move from where I live somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me just offer this then. In terms of when you say I would like to start a business, do it, that's certainly great for anybody with Capricorn energy. What I would love you to be able to get in touch with, not necessarily on this call, but what I would like to leave you with would be something like, as a Capricorn, there is a natural sort of built-in business kind of energy. Whether someone's ever been in business or not as a Capricorn, there is a built-in organizational, managerial quality, you know. And as I say that, what I would like love for you is that whatever that business might be, obviously, is that it really excite you. That it's not just I want to start a business and make money, but you're excited. It's inspired action. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's a service or a product, or so when you say start a business, like in what area? Have you thought about it, or do you just know I want to? And that's okay. If you say I want to be in business, you don't have to know what it is at all. See, this is where I create with my clients new moon wish lists, you know, harnessing the power. And so let me say this to you. January 1st is a new moon, and every new moon we get to plant seeds for what we want to grow. And just like farmers, just like farm people who actually farm for a living, those who know, you know, the Farmer's Almanac, there are certain times to plant certain crops. If we want beans, we plant them during this phase of the moon, this sign of the moon. If we want carrots, if we want potatoes, whatever it is, we're farmers. Well, your birthday is after the new year, always, obviously, but it's probably during the crescent phase of the moon, that phase where when the moon reappears in the sky as a sliver, given which is January 8th. Actually, you know what? It's the first quarter moon. When your birthday comes and you look up at the sky, Diane, you're going to see a half moon. You're going to see a half moon on the right side. That's a first quarter moon, which means that this birthday coming up for you is about taking some sort of action, you know, in whatever that means. And, you know, so as I said, when you say I want to start a business, do you have some idea of what it would be, or is it just I know I want to be in business? And either one is okay.
Well, sort of a problem-solving service business, you know, something where
You said, AM, right, okay. Yeah, interesting you would say that because, your moon, which is the feeling planet, is in Virgo, is in the sign of kind of problem-solving. I mean, it's another Earth sign. Virgo is the adaptable Earth sign. And Virgo is the Good Samaritan energy of the zodiac. I used to say to my clients, you know, over the years when I was in personnel, which I'm not in that way anymore, you know, I said, you want people with Virgo energy in your company because they won't waste your time, they won't waste your money, they'll be productive. People with Virgo energy, and I say it this way because your sun sign is not Virgo, your identity, you don't define yourself in this system of information, it's Capricorn for you, but your moon is Virgo, which would suggest that you have a, you know, could have a fairly orderly, you know, day-to-day, like routine would be important to adhere to a certain routine, and you would have sort of a built-in knowing of how to balance the body, mind, spirit. That's very Virgo. Virgo is very much about quality of life. You know, what do I eat? What time do I go to bed? Do I take supplements? Do I exercise? So problem solving, that makes sense. You know, that would turn you on, in other words. So if we were sitting around your round table of your life team, you know, I don't know your rising sign, but that's not for this call, we would have Capricorn, which would say, you know, I want to succeed, I want to accomplish this, I have this goal, whatever that is. And then the part of you that also is so appreciative of what's outside the box, you know, again, your own life may be fairly conventional, as I said, but you would have a real appreciation for everything, you know, for things that are alternative. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. And then Mars in Aries, you know. So I would suggest for you, if you don't have some sort of physical outlet for your energy, I would have one, even if it's just walking fit, you know, just a good brisk, I shouldn't say even, walking is a fabulous exercise. It's my exercise of choice. But, I mean, it is, you know, walking is wonderful. But having something physically to, you know, to express your energy. And know that as the next couple of years, that risk-taking, as I said, that side of you is going to be more stimulated, if you will, from the inside, but also then from the outside in terms of the planetary cycle. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, because I'm not a very big risk-taker.
Well, don't be surprised then if that side of your nature will be revealed in some way, or you will assist others even more consciously with taking risks. That risk-taking energy will either come out for you and or others, or both, of course.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you have a happy New Year and a merry, merry Christmas.
Thank you, Diane, and the same to you.
Thank you, Diane. We have another caller.
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name?
Charlotte.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Do you have a question for Lorelei?
I do. I'm like the previous caller. I just want to know, you know, what's going on for me in the 2014 with on the job front and finances front.
What's your birthday?
It's 4/25/77.
4/25/77. So, again, as I asked Diane, Charlotte, what would you like to have go on in your life? See, this is it always is interesting to me, and I've done it myself, when people will say around the astrological piece, to kind of tell me what's going on, and that to me, because I've done it myself enough times, can be where I'm giving my power over to something outside of myself. So I just want to say that as a caveat to anybody listening, you know, this is really a time for everybody to be harnessing, what is it that I want? What am I dreaming about? You know, so let me, as I look up your where the planets were when you were born, what would you like to be able to say about 2014 on December 31st of next year? What would you like to be able to say when you look back on 2014?
I was gainfully employed, something in the healthcare field, and I was going back to school to also obtain my master's.
Ah, master's degree in?
What? Maybe finance, maybe healthcare.
Okay. Any idea what time you're born?
12:07 a.m.
Okay, so this is very interesting. Okay, so you are in a cycle. You're a Taurus, which of course I imagine you know. Taurus is the energy of Taurus is the energy of beauty. It's the energy of groundedness, of calm, of relaxation, of, you know, Taurus is like relaxing in the easy chair. You know, it's the, one of my favorite expressions for Taurus is relax and smell the roses. You know, your moon is in Cancer. Moon is the feeling planet. So somehow you're in a cycle this year of, and again, this, again, we can look at the astrological chart piece from on more than one level. We can look at it on the physical level, Jupiter to the moon. Oh, you could move. There's a possibility. On the psychological, spiritual level, which is, and I shouldn't say it's the level I prefer to hang out on because we are in bodies and it's, you know, we do move and we do marry people and we do, you know, have disease and all that. So I'm not, you know, negating that. But on a psychological level, you're in a cycle of, this could be many things, Charlotte. This could be reconnecting with family in a certain way. This could be letting go of certain almost maybe even infantile patterns where family is concerned. It could be meeting new inspiring women because the moon is women, the moon is mother, the moon is your children if you have children. So this is a cycle of looking at safety and security issues. But ultimately, it's a cycle of freedom. It's a cycle of being either understanding and or being free from any old emotional patterns that might have kept you feeling small or too safe or too secure. Any of that making any sense?
Yeah, sounds about right for right now.
And again, Jupiter to the moon can also be expansion in the public. See, it means what it says to me, just knowing that about you or knowing that you came in as a Taurus sun with a Cancer moon, that says to me that you are a very gentle person. Would that be fair to say?
Extremely, yes.
Yeah, because the two most homebody signs, the two most gentle signs in the zodiac, I mean Pisces is gentle too, but it, the Cancer and Taurus. So I would imagine that people feel very comfortable around you, you know, that they feel safe, comfortable, which I would imagine might be one of the reasons why you're sort of inspired perhaps to go into the healthcare field. Does that make sense?
Yeah. People tend to talk to me a lot.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God, what an interesting combination you are. I mean, in terms of Venus and Aries, Mars and, wow, okay. So I'm looking at this, and I want to be able to say this in a way with little astrological language, but I have to keep owning the fact that I'm in love with the language of astrology as much. I speak German and French, so it's another language of human potential. So I'm thinking of how to say this without you having to think about, well, what does that mean? You know, like, what does she mean by Venus and Aries? So let me say that, you have an incredibly, what I said about gentle, let me just add another five times to that, and compassionate, and an inclination to pick up other people's energy that's not even yours. Does that make sense? Are you aware of that part of you?
Not so much.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, because you could tend to absorb. You have a lot of water. You could tend to absorb other people's stuff. You know, like you could be in a great mood and then be around someone who's whining and being a victim, and all of a sudden you leave there and you're depressed. Does that make any sense?
Oh.
Maybe that.
Yes, that is me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in other words, it's like, so amethyst would be a great crystal to have, because that this is for the Pisces, and you have Mars in Pisces. What drives you really is, aren't you kind of a closet, I want to save the world on some level, Charlotte?
I'm breaking out of that. That's my
resolution
for to not save the world. I do not want to save the world. It's too hard.
No,
my back is breaking.
Yeah, you're back. But what I mean is, it's taking the best of that, though. Yeah, no. But see, I don't think, this is just, again, other astrologers or people who do the astrology piece might disagree with me. I don't believe we can have the high side of the energy, or the most well-developed or the most productive side of an energy, if we haven't dabbled in the lower-level energies. We have to know what they are, because we have to be all of it. It's about inclusiveness. So I say that saving the world on some level with a great deal of respect, you know, that it's not about having to, you know, break under the sacrifice, because that can be the extreme of Pisces. But it also means that are you aware of, like, how intuitive you are? You're in touch with that, right? Wow,
not
you're
really
not?
No.
Well,
I don't think
then, okay. Well, I just want to then give this to you, because I would imagine that when you go against your gut or your initial instinct, which comes so quickly in any situation or any encounter with anyone, you get an initial sense of what's happening. I would imagine when you've gone against that you've always regretted it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that does.
Yeah. And it would come, like I said, so quickly, where you could almost try to talk yourself out of what you're sensing, you know, positive or negative. It's not about what it is. It's just that you have this amazing antenna. And let me say one other thing that will be very useful for you and for anybody listening. It gives me a great opportunity to talk about something I wanted to mention. Venus is the planet of love. I imagine people's ears have perked up now. It's the planet of value. It's the planet of creativity. It's the planet of all relationships. And it's a very important planet for you, Charlotte, because it's your guardian angel planet as a Taurus. Every sign of the zodiac has a special relationship with one or two planets. And your planet is Venus. Well, Venus, every 18 months, appears to go backwards in the sky. We call it retrograde. And that's happening December 21st through January 31st. Now, I'm bringing it up because it's perfect, and I set an intention earlier today that whoever I would connect with on Jamila's on the show, that I would have the opportunity give them something, a personal takeaway, but that would also be relevant to others. And this is exactly this opportunity now. So Venus, your planet of what you value and appreciate and love, Charlotte, will be in this introspective mode as I said, on those dates. So what a perfect opportunity for you to look at what you really value. That's what Venus is about. You know, what do you really value in yourself? What do you value in a job that you would like to attract? Do you know what I'm saying? The whole notion of attraction, Venus is the law of attraction. I mean, Venus is the planet of attraction. So what a wonderful opportunity to examine, re-examine what is attractive about you. Right? And what I mean, I actually didn't mean physically when I said it, but certainly that would be part of it, you know, attractive being, because Taurus is a very magnetic energy. People that have Taurus energy, especially Taurus suns, people tend to gravitate towards them, right? And you said that earlier yourself. Now, you have the added gift of all this water, which would make people, where you would have the opportunity to allow or to create a space for people to feel safe to emerge and be who they are, which is, again, why the healthcare industry certainly, or something of that ilk, would be a stage for you to use these skills and abilities. However, there's also, while I'm talking about all this gentle energy, right, and all this sensitive and inspired and creative, your Venus, your planet of in your chart, what you value and what you love and what you appreciate, is in the sign of the warrior. It's in Aries. So it's interesting. I have an opportunity to talk about Aries energy again. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Charlotte. So let me ask you this. Okay, let me see if I can phrase this in a way. It's very interesting because, as I said, you have all this gentle energy, and yet there's a warrior. It's either where you are attracted to people who are bold and risk-taking, or you could be passive-aggressive. Taurians. I say that with love. Right.
No, my husband says I'm very passive aggressive, but I love that him because he's bold, and all of my friends are very bold and the opposite of me. Yes.
Well, but wait a minute. Let me just say, what a perfect opportunity for me to say this to you with Venus getting ready to retrograde. You may not see yourself that way, which is why the passive aggressive, because Taurus wants peace and harmony and no upheaval. Thank you very much. You know, where Aries is, let's go for it. Let's take the risk. So somebody that has Venus in Aries, if they're not in touch with it, they could be passive-aggressive. It's almost like ringing the doorbell and then running away, you know, in a sense. Like there's a part of you, even though you're the gentle Taurus, that probably likes to mix it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I don't mean like instigate arguments, but if you find yourself in more fights or arguments than you think that you want, just know that you want them.
Oh, wow.
In other words, Venus in Aries, I value things that are Aries in nature. So I have a piece of soul work for you if you'd like to do it, which should really be fun. Go on the net sometime when you want to have fun and just Google Aries. And every adjective, every synonym, just look at all of those and decide which ones you want to embody. Because you came in with Venus, what you love and value, in Aries, which means you value some of those qualities. And again, like you said, your husband's a risk, you know, there are people around you. But my point is you have it built into yourself as well. So what a perfect opportunity to revalue yourself around this as Venus retrogrades for that 5 weeks. Does that feel like a fun thing to do?
It does.
Yeah, cool.
That's fun.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, and the adjectives you don't like selfish, self-absorbed, you know, mean, cruel, but again, it's all part of the Aries energy. First sign of the zodiac has to be. It's the survivor. You know, just, again, you can again, as the star of your show, you can create this any way that you want. So I guess the bottom line is what I would say to you, Charlotte, is you have an opportunity to have a brand new value and appreciation for a part of yourself that you may not be as aware of as you are other parts of yourself.
Okay.
Wow. Well, so in essence then, the risk-taking part that she may not have been in touch with is the part that's begging to be acknowledged so she can go into this new horizon and she can now get what she wants because she
exactly.
hasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, and the things haven't shown up because she hasn't known that she had these things. And those parts of her were the reasons why those things had not shown up, because she didn't step into those waters. Does that make sense, Charlotte, the risk-taking, the boldness?
It does.
Those are the parts that were begging you to look at them that you didn't know were really part of who you are. And that's why all these things that you thought, you know, had not shown up, they're there, but you have to step into this new energy of being that part of you.
Yeah, this is, again, in terms of singing your song, here's another voice that doesn't have a voice, really. You know, but you have people in your life who play this out for you. That's the projection. You know, it's like we draw in, if we're not doing it, we draw in other people who are. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm just giving you a gift of yourself back to you.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. That was
very interesting.
That was great. Thank you.
Something to ponder, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then taking charge, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow, that's powerful. Okay, stay tuned, Ms. Charlotte.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good
night.
Okay, you have another caller. Greetings. How are you? You're on the air. Greetings.
Okay, is this me?
Yes, it's you.
It's nobody else. Hi. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because hi, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Okay,
hello,
Ms. Sherry.
Camila. Hi, how are you, Lorelei?
Good. Sherry, and what is your birthday, Miss Sherry?
January 9th, 1946.
Look at that, another Capricorn. And what is your question, my dear? Or where are you hanging out in your life these days? What's on your plate?
You asked the question, what would you like at the end of 2014? I would like at the end of 2014 that one of the things, I mean, I am very much a risk taker, and I would like for one of the things that I've gone after to actually materialize.
Okay. Okay, let's see, 1946. Well, as I said to Diane, you are also coming up on this. It's not quite here yet, but you're feeling it, this very, very powerful. So if you listen to the replay of the show, a lot of what I said to her, because your birthday is just a day after hers, which means that you are stepping into the most powerful time in your life. I mean, the planet Pluto has a 248-year cycle. So the last time it was in Capricorn was 248 years ago. The point being, not all of us are going to have this opportunity to have the planet of power and magic and transformation come to the sun in our chart, come to our essence. And again, as much as I believe that the soul and God make an agreement and you came in with, you know, the raw materials for your journey, I also believe that when we're in current cycles, it's also what the soul has contracted for. It's like, oh, wow, in my late 60s or in my early 70s or in my mid-30s, I'm going to have an opportunity to travel this ground. So 1946.
Nice. Okay.
So, with that said, 1940s. What time are you born about? Any idea?
Yeah, 9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m. Okay, and where was that?
New York City, the Eastern Hemisphere.
Oh, in New York.
Of the United States. Uh huh.
And I'm sorry, Sherry. Tell me the time again.
9:30 a.m.
9:30 a.m. Okay. So this is interesting, and this is really close. Your moon is either Pisces or Aries. From what you've said about being a risk taker, I would imagine your moon is Aries, which would make sense for all the Aries stuff that I said. How interesting is this? Venus in Capricorn. Okay, you are in a cycle of this could look like attracting very powerful relationships, attracting relationships that you can monetize. Pluto to Venus, this could be, because Pluto is the death of anything that doesn't really serve us anymore. So you have Pluto coming to your Venus, to your planet of what you value, love, and appreciate. So somehow that might say some of those traditional Capricorn values may, you know, you could be letting some of that go, perhaps. And what by that I mean where something outside of you is your authority rather than you are your authority, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that would make a lot of sense. Now, here's what's really interesting to me about your chart, Sherry. Well, I shouldn't say your chart because I don't have the wheel. I'm looking at the, you know, in the ephemeris. Everything I'm saying is accurate. Oh, how interesting. Okay. So while you are Capricorn, a Capricorn sun, and Capricorn energy, I'm not saying you necessarily, because you actually have your planet that drives you is in the most emotional sign in the zodiac. Capricorn is stoic. Capricorn is reserved, serious, much what I said to Diane. The planet that drives you, Mars, is in Cancer, which means, you know, home and family would be important, safety and security issues. Well, those are important to Capricorn, too, but it's the outer security and safety issues. For Cancer, it's emotion. And what's really interesting about you, about your astrological setup, if you will, or DNA, I should say, is that when you were born, Mars, the planet that drives you and what you're passionate about and desire, was actually in retrograde. Now, a lot of people are born with Mars in retrograde because every 2 years for 2.5 months, the planet Mars retrogrades. We have that coming up next year, March 1st to May 19th. The point is,
wow,
when someone is born, and remember, retrograde is not, a lot of people that want to blame things in their life, whether they blame their parents or they blame the boss or they blame their religion, blame the planets. Why not blame the planets? Who's going to argue with that? So, right? I mean, who's going to argue with that? So, but that's not what this is for. But it's very interesting because it means that you've somehow come into this life experience to learn more really about the emotional body. Cancer's the opposite sign of Capricorn. So I would say, just knowing that, I would imagine that you have parented a lot of people.
Yes, I have.
I mean, whether they're your own biological children or not, because
yes,
Capricorn is the... Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, Capricorn's the father and Cancer's the mother. So somehow, in 2014, because here's the planet now of freedom in Cancer, coming to your Mars, which could say many things. It could say being excited about things that you're doing. It could say being angry at family stuff. It could say being liberated from Cancer energies, not being liberated, but looking at the energies of feeling helpless or needy or insecure, which, you know, and being okay with that. That's not a Capricorn thing. Capricorn is one of the two most invulnerable signs in the zodiac, where Cancer is the most vulnerable. So it's like vulnerability is the name of the game now, in my opinion. It's really being able to be open with people, as Brené Brown would say, who wrote greatly, you know, people who've earned the right to hear your story. Because now tell me if this is true about you. Because here's Capricorn that can be so stoic with their emotions, not show any emotion. Do you, and since they're opposite in your chart, have you swung from both sides in your life of being really stoic, really reserved, not showing any emotion, and then all of a sudden, like, the floodgates open?
Yes, a lot, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see, and that swing doesn't have to be so great. In other words, but they are opposite signs, there's no question. So it's really about by honoring both sides. See, so at your round table, your life team, your board of directors sitting around the little round table would be the Capricorn side, which says, no, we can't let anybody see that we're really scared, or we're, you know, we're feeling insecure, or money this, or whatever, you know, or we feel abandoned, or, and then the Cancer side saying, hey, I just got to have a place to vent here. I just got to know that I belong to the rest of you and that I'm safe and secure and you're not going to, does that make sense?
Yes, and even more so lately, yes.
It would be lately because here's the planet now of wisdom and growth and expansion, Jupiter, in this most emotional sign in the zodiac. So you have an opportunity this year to get in touch with what really drives and motivates you at a real core emotional level where it feels safe and secure, and at the same time, because you have Saturn in Cancer, it's a whole other story, but to be liberated from things that have defined you. That could be family, that could be whatever. You know, nobody may be defining you at all now in your life, but you could still, you know, a person could still be living their life according to what their grandparents did. Because it's like Jupiter's coming to your Saturn, which means everything that has defined you, you have an opportunity to look at it and say, does this really define me now? And I'll give you a real silly example, but one that will make sense. And that is, a playpen for a child is a safe structure. It's a Saturn structure. It keeps the child mm-hmm. safe. It defines its limits and boundaries. You could feel that you are, the age that you are, standing in a playpen going, oh, my God, all I have to do is step out over this thing that has defined me that really doesn't define me anymore, but I think it does.
Yes, absolutely.
So if that's
helpful.
Absolutely,
I get it.
Yeah, that's the opportunity this year. The opportunity is to be gentle and mothering and nurturing with yourself, and then to recognize when the Capricorn side takes over, which could also be a very positive thing where, let's say, you the part of you that's getting lost in your emotions, where the Capricorn side says, you know, it's going to be okay. In other words, more from the father perspective, if you will. But there's no question that somebody that's got Capricorn and Cancer energy, they could judge their emotional side. Or the Cancer
yeah.
side could wonder why we're so stoic with ourselves.
Yes. That's interesting. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you. Because this is up for everybody, Charlotte, so thank you. I mean, just the fact that whoever's getting through, whoever's, you know, that I'm connecting with, this is up for everyone. Because here's the planet of wisdom in this emotional, vulnerable sign of Cancer, which one of the most beautiful quotes, of Course in Miracles has so many beautiful quotes, but one of them is, mm-hmm. and it's so Jupiter in Cancer, in my defenselessness, my safety lies. So I think if that resonates for you, in my defenselessness, my safety lies. Like you're safe even when you're uncertain. And Capricorn wants to be certain.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
It wants to know what's next. It's an earth sign. It says, where are we going? Where's the next step? Well,
yes.
You might not have much of a clue about that right now, but what you do have control over is trusting the process.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So yes,
thank you
and the
so
Capricorn
much.
Thank you. The Capricorn side does have trouble with that.
Yeah. But see, again, remember, you can sit at the table with this other part of you, the more emotional
mm-hmm.
part, and the two of you can have, the Capricorn Cancer part of you can have this dialogue.
And that's what I will be doing when I hang up this evening.
Beautiful.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, how perfect on the eve of the full moon with this planet of authenticity getting ready to move forward, because you have an opportunity to sort of connect to those parts of you that are both parts of you.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was wondering what it was, so thank you. You've defined it. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you. Okay. For those of you, we have several people on the board. If you on the computer and you would like to talk to Lorelei, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We have another caller. Greetings. Your name, please.
Yes, my name is Pauline.
Colleen.
I'm sorry?
Pauline.
Okay. Welcome, Pauline.
Thank you.
And your question?
Yeah, I just have a general question. I was listening to the show earlier, then I had something to do, and I wasn't really listening, and I just called in. And I wanted to just ask a general question pertaining to my astrological sign for the new year.
Okay. And what is your birthday, Pauline?
1768.
Look at that. Out of four people, isn't that wild? Out of four people, right? Three are Capricorn and have birthdays 7, 8, and 9. Look at that. I mean, that's very. So So did you just call, did you just tune in the last, what, give me a sense?
Like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you missed, okay. So I get a chance to say this one more time, which is a good thing. Well, let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you know your astrological chart, where your moon is, blah, 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 1 being I know I'm a Capricorn, that's all I know, where do you fall in that 1 to 10, would you say? And
like
and there's no right or wrong here. I'm just this
right.
Gives me a benchmark.
Oh, like a 4.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what I would there were two other callers, Pauline, that called in before you, one born on January 8th, one born on January 9th. Pretty interesting, huh?
Really?
And
that's
so interesting. So I get to repeat what I said to them, but this is of course certainly for all of us as well. That the planet of power is in Capricorn now. This planet has a 248-year cycle. So what that essentially means, bottom line, is that you have an opportunity to decide how you want to live your life and who the authority is. Because Capricorn, just isolating that without looking at the rest of your stuff yet,
right.
Capricorn tends to define itself by outer authority figures, right? I'm good if I'm whatever, married,
right.
healthy, not divorced,
mm-hmm.
not sick, you know, and I'm
right.
kidding when I say that. It's like Capricorn has the good column and the bad column, and it's all good. But
mm-hmm.
but again, you have an opportunity to actually define who the authority is, and if you, because Capricorn is the most goal-oriented sign in the zodiac, and if you want something done, people with Capricorn energy know how to get it done. They know
mm-hmm.
how to take a step up, right? But the key for you now is wherever you haven't been climbing your mountain, you have an opportunity to climb your mountain. If
yeah.
that Does that
yes.
re- because Capricorn can be very much, I'm an accountant because my father was, you know, that
right.
sort of thing. Or you know, or I'm expected, oh, gee, my gosh, I'm still living according to what those notions of success were that were defined by my family or defined by the educational system. Nothing
right.
wrong with that. There's no criticism there at all or judgment. But with the planet of power, death, and rebirth now in Capricorn, it's like a lot of those old definitions of what is right, wrong, good, bad, you know, are up for grabs for you. Just that. So I basically said a version of that to those two other callers,
okay.
but was supposed to obviously say it again for you.
You.
So let's see. So 1-7. Okay, let's see. That's so interesting. I just like so many. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Oh, my gosh, this is so I love the way the universe works. I set an intention about I wanted to talk to the perfect people who would help me talk about the cycles that are going on, and you showed up, too.
Really?
Your moon.
Great.
Now, have you ever had a chart done before? Has anybody ever looked at your astrological, what I call DNA, so to speak?
I had a chart done years ago, and I've always been looking for someone else to do it. I mean, I never really got around to it. You know, my issue is I don't have my birth time.
Well, it doesn't matter for what I'm going to tell you right now. Typically,
oh.
it might, because the moon, which is the feeling planet, changes signs every 2 to 2.5 days. But no matter what time you're born on that day, your moon, which is your feeling nature, is in Aries, this sign I've been talking about. Aries, and again, I know you just came on, so you may just want to, I mean, I would suggest listening to the show anyway, because you'll hear stuff that will be useful, because I don't, you know, I'm going to repeat it for you quickly, but
okay.
there's a plan. What that means is that you have a risk-taking side, you know, Aries energy it's the entrepreneur, it's, as I said, Star Trek energy, it's independent, self-reliant, got to be true to oneself. That part of your personality is being stimulated big time now. Because there's a planet in Aries that hasn't been there for 84 years, and it's the planet Uranus, which is getting ready to move forward tomorrow at 12:39 p.m.
Cool.
Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, so really, is it safe to say that you that there's a part of you that's ready to either take a risk or is either that or life is flatlined and you're wondering where the next challenge is, or your life is full of challenges? You tell me.
Well, I lost my job a year ago. I gave
okay.
up my apartment. I'm living with my mother. I'm, you know, my age, and I have a daughter, and I'm like flat. and I'm actually going back to school to get my, I didn't even see myself, I just finished my associate's. I want to go back and get my bachelor's, and I keep seeing myself going for PhD. So I just registered at Rutgers College, Rutgers University, so I'm waiting for the approval letter. So I'm seeing myself going places I never thought I would as far as my education.
Well, that, I mean, you know, the reason I call Aries Energy Star Trek is because Star Trek is dare to go where you've never been before. Now, what are you studying?
I have my associate's in communication, and I want to do psychology.
Okay. Well, what I want to say to you is, again, while Capricorn energy is the most conservative and all those things, I'm sure that you know, conventional and et cetera,
yeah.
Mars in your chart, the planet of what drives you, is in Aquarius. Well, Aquarius, again, is the sign after Capricorn, as I said earlier when you weren't on the line, and every sign is a reaction to the sign before it. Aquarius says, why haven't we done it this new, inventive, brilliant, unique way? So while Capricorn is, you know, stay the course, do what you're told, you know,
right.
should, and I'm being overly dramatic
yeah.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Mars in Aquarius would say that you're motivated by things that are outside the box, that are alternative, that
mm-hmm.
are brotherhood and humanity, that are about the individual. See,
yeah.
Capricorn is about the masses. You know, we all should do this and should do that. Aquarius says, what about the individual? My belief is also that when everybody is the individual that they came here to be, the planet's going to look a lot different.
Right.
Because everybody's going to be contributing and giving their gifts. So
right.
bravo to you for responding to an energy that I believe your soul set up anyway. When you said, I never thought I would be going these places, but I am. That
yeah.
really is kind of the message for everybody to some degree with
mm-hmm.
this planet in Aries. But anybody that has Aries energy in their astrological chart, like you do, the moon,
yeah.
it's even more so. It's even
wow.
more so, you know. And really what it's about, like when you get scared, just keep moving. Even
okay.
if it's slow, even if it's slower, it doesn't matter. It's almost like what's the one next step that I could take, rather than you see, because Capricorn is, I need these 20 steps to get up the mountain. That's
yeah.
why, you know, from a linear perspective, Capricorn has it beat over all the signs. You got a goal, you want someone with Capricorn energy to help you with that, or you know whatever.
Yeah.
But so that you have that, but the
mm-hmm.
Aries is the leaping. It's the spontaneous. It's the so if you blend those, so what I was talking about with other callers, I talk about the parts of the personality sitting around a round table, you know,
mm-hmm.
where each part is talking to each other. So for
okay.
you, it would be the Capricorn part saying, you know, we have a goal. And your Mars in Aquarius would say, yes, we do, and I just want to make sure that the individual in us, the individual in us does not get suffocated by the system.
Right. Oh.
Does that resonate for you?
Yes, I could do that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So again, you know, it's every part having a voice. So you're really, as I said, Pauline, you're stepping into the most powerful time in your life. See, it's interesting. You're stepping into this, and you're 20 years or 15 years or whatever younger than the other two gals who called, and none of that matters. That's what's so beautiful about this. Somebody could be 80 in this cycle, or they could be 15 in this cycle, or they could be whatever you are, 40-something.
Yeah, 45.
Right?
Yeah.
So the beauty of this is that you're a choice, how you want to use the energies that I believe our soul calls forth at the perfect time for us to dance and swim in, and
wow.
in order so that we learn about parts of ourselves.
Wow, this is powerful. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank
it was a pleasure
you.
To connect. And again,
thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to be of value.
I really appreciate it. Have a good
day. You too, sweetie.
Okay, we have some other callers on the board. If you would like to speak to Lorelei, and if you're listening via computer, feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, you can call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we will be back after this brief commercial break.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and our wonderful guest this evening is Lorelei, who is a spiritual astrologer. She is a licensed counselor, professional interviewer, and an ordained minister. If you would like to talk with Lorelei, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, her number for this evening to talk with her is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Lorelei, is there a telephone number that they can call?
Yes, absolutely. It's 404-226-0902.
Repeat your contact number again, please.
Sure. It's 404-226-0902. And if anything that I've said so far resonates for anyone, Jamila, I would just love to invite them into a 20-minute free discovery call, which is an opportunity for me to kind of see where someone is in their life, and then to see what cycles they're in and how that might unfold over a period of time. It's an opportunity for them to sort of discover or rediscover parts of who they are in a very short period of time. And what excites me about this process is, again, it gives me a window into the soul. And then when we connect, I get a sense of how they might have used their energies and if we have a journey that we want to embark on together. So anyone where that resonates, I have about probably seven discovery calls available before the end of the year. And I just want to say for everybody, just so you know, the new moon is January 1st, which blows me away because, as I said, I work with the lunar cycles, which is really when the energy always begins. Well, the first of the year and a new moon next to the planet of power. So talk about an opportunity to really plant seeds for, you know, things that will last, things that can be very powerful, burn away what's not useful to us anymore. Very, very, I don't know in the 30-plus years that I've been working with astrology, I mean, there may have been, but I don't remember ever a new moon on the first of the year. To me, which says to me that the universe is just underscoring that it's a brand new ball game. You know, in other words, again, one more time, we can plant the seeds for what it is that we want to manifest. And in case we didn't get the message, the universe says, you know what, we're just going to put this one on January 1st. Because, you know, so many people are geared to New Year's resolutions or whatever, when energetically January 1st is usually just an arbitrary calendar date. But in this case, it happens to be, you know, an energetic beginning, you know, cosmically as well as the chronological calendar year.
Perfect. Well, we have a caller.
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Greetings.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Okay. thank you so much for all you're doing for everyone. I have a question specifically for me. I feel that I'm going through a spiritual, energetic shift, and I'm trying to make some decisions in regards to where I'm going with this. My birthday is May 31st, 1954, and I was born at 8:30 at night. And
okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going back to school or what.
So what would you say is really jazzing you in your life right now, if you could just pick one thing? And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be something business or professionally. But, I mean, what's something that really gets your juices flowing? I mean, what is something where you're just excited about, whatever it is?
I'm excited about the human body and medicine and integrating mind, body, and spirit for health.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh. Very interesting. Okay. So, first of all, you are born at a new moon. Everybody is born. There's actually 8 phases of the moon. On many calendars, we have the 4 phases, you know, new moon, half moon, first quarter, full, and then last quarter. But there's actually 8 phases. You're born at a new moon. What is your first name? You didn't say your name.
Sunray.
What is it?
Sunrays.
Sunray?
S-U-N-R-A-Y-S.
Ooh, sunrays. Love it. Being born at a new moon means that that you're a pioneer. In other words, people that are born during the new moon phase, they're here to bring something new into the world. So anybody born at any new moon, whether it's Gemini, whether it's Taurus, whether it's Pisces, it doesn't matter, they take on an Aries quality just by being born at a new moon. So what that also means for you, Sun Rays, is that every time we have a new moon, and the next new moon is January 1st for, you know, again, each moon phase is 3 to 3.5 days, you kick into a very special groove. In other words, that's the time that's the same relationship that the sun and moon had when you were born. So again, every time we have a new moon, know that that's a very sacred time for you in terms of clarity, in terms of, again, a time where you could feel particularly in sync with the universe. You know, like things just fall into place. It feels easy. It just kind of, anyway. So I wanted to say that first, because that means, again, that you came in with a pioneering bent, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
Now, what's very interesting, and it's funny, I don't know how long you've been on the line, but what's interesting about this is that I get to sort of talk about what I talked about with a couple of the other callers, and that the Cancer Capricorn stuff. You have Venus and Mars are the relationship planets. You have Venus in Cancer, which means that there's that you would, again, could value home and family. There's a sensitivity, an ability to establish rapport with people. I mean, Gemini is not a sensitive energy. Gemini is intelligent, restless, bores very easily, you know, stimulated by lots of information, but it's not emotional. However, you have Venus in Cancer, which means that there's an emotional, you know, there's a strong value of emotions, if you will. And your Mars, your planet of what drives you, is in Capricorn, the opposite sign of Cancer. So again, this, I would say to you that you perhaps have parented a few people in your life.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
That is. That's true.
Yeah, because, again, Cancer, Capricorn are the mommy and the daddy. And you have Venus, which is what you value in Cancer. So you value safety and security, and you value rapport, and you value the nurturing energies. And then Mars, which is, as I said, what drives you, is in this sign of get to the top of the mountain. Now, what's interesting, and this is very interesting, too, because there have only been, I've talked to maybe, I don't know, 5 people. You also were born with Mars, this planet of what drives you and what you're passionate about, in retrograde. And what that means is that for that person, it's often what drives them is buried deep inside. But what's interesting for you is you have Mars in Capricorn, which Capricorn is very much about what I've said through the show, what society says, you know, be dutiful, obligated, get to the top of the mountain. But it also means that you have a strong linear sense of the steps that are necessary. Now, Capricorn and Gemini, very different energies. Again, Gemini's light, airy, youthful, you know, again, distracts very easily. It's kind of like the hummingbird energy, you know, in the sense that it, you know, it's adaptable air. So, and you're a double Gemini. So that means there's four of you instead of two of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you feel that you have, like, I don't mean voices in the hallucinatory sense, but don't you have that, like, don't you have conversations with yourself, like, where there's more than one voice?
Well, I talk out loud a lot to myself, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Well,
I talk out loud.
I mean, it's like, you know, you're sort of like this, have this super communicator energy that's sort of built in.
Right.
But then again, there's a very mature side to your personality as well, which is this Capricorn side. So if we were at your round table, at your board of directors, at your life team, we would have this double Gemini energy, which would say, you know, because Gemini is very intelligent, restless, you know, as I said, bores very easily, distracted, I mean, isn't that true about you?
That is definitely true.
Yeah. And yet, by the same token, you have an ability with the Capricorn energy to actually use the information that you're so interested in, you know. But there's no question that there would be, as I said, this kind of very serious side, you know, or, again, a part of you that's defined by others. Very Capricorn, again, is the outer authorities tell me how well I'm doing. You know, I measure myself, again, and I'm overstating this, and nothing wrong with this, my bank balance, the kind of car that I drive, you know, the place that I live. Capricorn tends to have that outer, and again, I know you're a Gemini, but again, so for you, what would be important is that the very youthful, easily distracted side of you would be able to talk to this more serious, you know, organized, should-oriented, and judgmental side of you. Does that make sense?
No, that's true. Yeah, I learned to master that judgmental side.
Well, see, the key is there's nothing wrong with judgment, but Capricorn energy, and again, I know you're Gemini, but you have Mars in Capricorn, what drives you, Capricorn energy can tend to, the judgment side comes out in what I said earlier, there's this good column and bad column, and the good stuff is, you know, you marry once and you stay married, or, again, you have 2 weeks vacation, and you have, you know, you have children, and, you know, you do kind of what society, you know, and then things that on the bad column, although it's all good, would be things like, you know, divorce, disease, you know, bankruptcy, things that one could judge oneself around. So the interesting piece here is you are also in a very powerful time of the planet of power, which has come to your planet of action. So you could feel very focused. See, focus is not a Gemini trait. Because Gemini's so interested in data from all over the place. You know, I called Gemini the information junkie of the zodiac. You know, so data are us. You could take in tremendous amounts of information. So the key here is to allow all of this to unfold.
Okay.
That here you are in a time when you could feel very driven. You could feel very, you know, in other words, Pluto to Mars, I mean, you could feel very focused, very driven. Any of this make sense?
Well, I want to say to you that it does. At this point in time, I'm feeling antsy, like I'm about to do something. And I said to myself, this weekend, I'm going to sit down and draw up my blueprint for what I want to do for 2014. And one thing that you said that made sense to me, and I'm glad that you said it to me, was about Capricorn being judgmental. That explains why a lot of times I have these conversations with myself.
Yeah, and how does that conversation go? Give me a sense of how that conversation goes.
Well, I might see something and say something about it in my mind. The Capricorn sign, the Gemini says, well, you know, you don't know the whole story.
Exactly.
Well, I go back and forth.
Well, and you know what? For Gemini, for people with Gemini energy, the story's never done. because again, you have such a capacity for data, for information. See, the Capricorn side would say, okay, stop now. We don't need any more information. Let's just make judgments now on the information that we have, right?
Right.
But yet, you're a double Gemini. And what that means is that the Gemini energy is just is more in your chart, you know. In other words,
okay.
So the beauty of this is to I keep using the word I use the verb marry, to really marry the various parts of our personality, that they work together, they work in concert, they work cooperatively. You know, they work collaboratively and co-creatively, that the serious Capricorn should side of you works with the data junkie.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm
I
saying?
I do. I
yeah,
see that.
Yeah, because it's the very parts of us that we're either not aware of, that we've judged, or that we shame, or that whatever, that are the ones, pardon my French, that are sort of biting us in the butt. You know, like
right.
All of a sudden, we experience that energy through a relationship. So, for instance, for you, if you were not in touch with the part of you that could be judgmental, then you could feel judged by others a lot.
Ah, okay.
Right? So when it comes at you as judgment, like you should be doing something that you're not doing because it bores you or whatever, you know,
right.
Just know that that person who's ever reflecting that energy back to you, whether it's family or friends or business, you know, it's just part of you. You know, it's like other people come along. Every match is made in heaven is one of my journeys with, you know, it's like everybody's in our life to teach us about us. So
right.
It could be very easy for a double Gemini to disown the serious and judgmental qualities of Capricorn, wouldn't you say?
It's very easy.
Yeah, but see, think
it
about
is.
How powerful you can be now by embracing it all and having it work together, especially now with the planet of power in Capricorn. Like, you could really
wow.
step into, like, creating structures, creating containers for all of this data that you as a double Gemini are able to bring in.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So the planet
pleasure.
Of power.
Thank you.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
This is, thank you. You've been very informative and answered a lot of my questions.
Beautiful.
I can reflect back on my life from the time I'm was a teenager up until now. And now I see it. And interesting, a lot of people, they don't believe I'm a Gemini. Now I know why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and you have Venus in Cancer. So there's this very warm, sensitive, and by the way, one more thing, you are in a cycle of expansion in relationships. Jupiter is in Cancer, the planet of growth and expansion. So you have Jupiter coming to Venus, which, again, is reflecting what's going on inside you, but Jupiter to Venus can be expansion of value, appreciation of self, it can be more money, it can be increased creativity, it can be liberation from certain relationships that are too confining and restrictive, you know?
Right.
So very, very important time for you, which would make sense that the people that are obviously on the line and asking questions are feeling the energy like you.
Right.
So thank you for the opportunity to serve.
No, thank you. Thank you, Jamila, also.
You're very, very welcome, Sunrise. Very, very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, callers, I see some other people on the board. If you would like to talk with Lorelei, this is your opportunity. We have only 13 minutes left. Please, if you're on the computer and not on the board, call in now. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And if you call in And we have more callers who would like to talk to Lorelei. We will go into the 10 o'clock hour. But we cannot go into the 10 o'clock hour if you are not on the board. So if you're listening via computer, now is the time to call in so we can extend it to 10 o'clock because I have some callers on the board, but they have not pressed 1, which is fine. But if you would like to talk to Lorelei, please call in now, 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Lorelei, can you give the callers your contact information again?
Sure. My email address, but that's because I'm reinventing myself, and my business is actually Robin's Cosmic Nest, where dreams that you dare, welcome to Robin's Cosmic Nest, where dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. That won't be live till March, but there's no substitute for talking to people. So anytime you call, you will get me live, maybe not when you call, but I will call you back. So I won't be directing anyone to a website at the moment because I'm going to have fun enjoying recreating my site, especially with Venus retrograde. So my email is my name, Lorelei, L-O-R-E-L-E-I, yes. Lorelei, yes, that's my affirmation of myself. Lorelei, yes, at AOL.com. Or my phone number is 404-226-0902, and again, email is Lorelei, yes, L-O-R-E-L-E-I, yes, at AOL.com, and phone number 404-226-0902.
Okay, so for the remaining 10 minutes, if anyone would like to call in again, let me just give the number again, 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, Lorelei, it's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed having you on the show. And for the remaining few minutes, unless someone calls in to talk with you, what would you like to leave with our listeners for the end of this year? And as you said, the full moon is coming tomorrow. So what advice or words of wisdom would you like to leave without before we do this? Someone is called in, okay? Yeah, it's towards the end of the show, people do this. Greetings, welcome. Your name, please.
Greetings, Zakiya.
Hi, Zakiya. Doing well, thank you. Your question?
Well, I was wondering, would she possibly have any information as far as what might be happening for me in the next year? It's kind of cloudy.
It's kind of cloudy? Is that what you're saying?
A whole lot of, it looks like there's a whole lot of options, but it also looks like there's a whole lot of, not all of them are good.
Okay. Now, what was your name again?
Zakiya Singleton.
Zakiya, Z-E-K-I-A?
Z-A-K-I-Y-Y-A-H.
Oh, Zakiya. Okay, that's how you say it. And your birthday?
May 24th, 1972.
Another Gemini. Okay. Yeah. So you said kind of cloudy, lots of options and some not good ones. Is that what you said?
Right. Yeah, there's as far as career, business, there's some ventures that I'm trying to go in that way. There's things going on as far as my career goes. And I have a few different options, but it doesn't look, I'm not sure that all of them are actually worth pursuing. I don't know where to pursue, basically.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions, if I may. First of all, let me ask a technical question. Do you have any idea what time you're born?
I was born in the morning. I think it was either 4:02 a.m. or 4:21 a.m., something like that.
Okay.
It was
so
in 4 o'clock hours.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so Libra Moon, I'm just looking. Well, I mean, it's interesting, first of all, that you would say I have lots of options because that's a Gemini thing. I mean, Gemini likes lots of options, like lots of data. So
yeah.
That, you know, there's probably many situations in your life where, you know, you're attracting lots of data because that's part of your essence. Oh, how interesting. Well, again, I would say you're an extremely sensitive Gemini.
goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, but because, again, Gemini's air, and air is not sensitive. You have Venus, much like the last caller, Sunrays, and Mars, the planet of what you value and what you love, Venus, the planet what drives you and what you're passionate about, Mars, both in Cancer, both in the sign of home and family and security and safety and vulnerability and rapport building. I mean, there's no sign of the zodiac who has more built-in natural talent and skill to establish rapport than Cancer. So I would imagine that you have an ability to make people feel very safe in your presence. Is that not true?
Yeah, people are drawn and they tend to chill out in my space.
Chill out in your space. That's a really good way to put it, actually. Yeah, where there's lots of conversation in that space.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because you're double air. Your sun is Gemini, which is air, and your moon again being what our feeling nature and what makes us feel safe and secure and nurtured, is in Libra, which is the sign of partnership and relationship and cooperation and teamwork. It makes sense, Zakiya, that you, in a sense, it would be confusing or that you wouldn't have a clue in some ways, because there's tremendous expansion going on around emotional stuff, issues, or not necessarily issues, but you could be creating new boundaries with people in your life, There could be new ways of being with family or what family really means, Because really Jupiter in Cancer is sort of like expanded family for all of us, with our own biological family possibly, but also with friends as well. So the key here would be trusting in the process. Oh, actually, you know what? You actually are a much more disciplined Gemini than most. Well, I'll tell you why. Because Gemini, again, being a very light and airy sign, it's not a disciplined sign. You were born with the planet of discipline and responsibility, the planet Saturn, next to all your Gemini energy. So what's kind of cool about that, in a way, is, I mean, it could add a degree of seriousness, but it adds a degree of being able to take, all those Gemini ideas, if you will, and give them a structure. Or it could mean many things. It could mean you had to grow up early, you had to be mature early, but it sort of grounds some of the adaptable, airy energy of Gemini. Does that make any sense to you when I say that?
Yeah, I have moments where I seem like I have it, and then all of a sudden I kind of lift off out of nowhere, but I can spend time on the ground.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an interesting combination, because Gemini being a very light and youthful energy, and yet you have the planet of maturity and grown up next to the sun. So again, so one might say you might take yourself a bit more seriously than some folks that are Gemini do, because again, Gemini's, I mean, adaptable air, it doesn't get lighter than that. But this is a time this year, as I said, of sort of moving beyond certain structures in relationship or certain definitions of relationship that could feel sort of scary but exciting at the same time, if that makes any sense. I mean, it's sort of the energy of, I mean, you're obviously an adult, but let's just, it's sort of the energy of a kid 18 or 20 moves out of home for the first time.
Okay.
You're older than that, but it could feel like that kind of energy,
I'm redefining a lot of things in my life right now. But relationships,
say that again?
I'm redefining my relationships with people, and especially loved ones. Like, people who are close to me, I do tend to doormat myself. And it doesn't necessarily have to be family, but if I put you in the realm of my inner circle, you might as well be family. And so I'm redefining how I relate, so I'm not so drained and taken advantage of.
Can you hold that one thought?
Sure.
Because we're coming up to the end of the show, but I will expand it and extend it. What I want to do is, for the listening audience on the computer, if you would like to call in now, 1-812-572-8023 to stay on the board. Call in now if you're listening via computer and would like to talk to Lorelei, 1-818-572-8023. 972-8023, and you can listen, and we will continue this conversation. We will continue the conversation anyway, but if you're on the computer, you will be cut off at 9 o'clock. So I'm going to close the show down, but then we will still have access. Lorelei and all the people on the board remain on the board, but the people listening via computer will no longer be able to have access to the show unless you call in now. 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And what I'm going to do is play my outro music, but stay on the line, everyone, because I'm just closing the show for the people who are on the computer. Okay? So continue.
So we can keep talking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So for you, what I would say would be having all that Cancer energy, which means whatever you do in your life, how do I want to say this, run it through your gut. In other words, well, because every sign of the zodiac has a relationship with a part of the body, and Cancer is the stomach. Is the gut.
Okay.
So don't you get strong gut feelings about things? Don't you get sometimes like your stomach talks to you, something feels like you can feel that something's not off or something's, I mean, isn't that true?
Yeah, but I have a problem with it because it doesn't run with my logic well sometimes.
Well, that would make, yes, see, because the Gemini is very cerebral, right, absolutely, and more logical than that. But see, here's the key. So at your round table, at your board of directors, your life team, using this analogy of sitting.
Lorelei, hold that thought.
Sure.
I'm just going to play the outro music, okay?
Sure.
Just hold that thought.
Disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Okay, we can continue the conversation. Hello?
So what I was saying to Zakiya is filtering everything through your gut.
Okay, I think she dropped off.
She might not be there. Okay. Well, that would, but you know what? I could say that to everybody now, though, Jamila, with Jupiter in Cancer, is really being, actually that's a great thing to say, is just being more aware of how things feel in terms of what's happening. How does this feel to me? How does this, you know, how does my gut respond to this? And really honoring that, you know, whatever that is. So I'm sure that she received what she needed to receive, and so everyone else can use Jupiter in Cancer also as an opportunity to really get more in touch with that, you know, what my gut is telling me.
Okay, we have another caller.
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name, please.
My name is Soraya.
Hi, Soraya. How are you?
How are you, Ms. Franklin? I'm wonderful.
I'm doing well. Do you have a question?
Yes, I was scrambling to figure out what time that I was born. We just figured out it's not on my birth certificate. But I do have a question as far as, I guess my question is kind of the same as everyone else. It's what's in store for Geminis next year, with the exception of, can you please give us information on making decisions and relationships with people and work and school and whatnot? I'm actually about to graduate next year, and so I have a pretty much a lot of things going for me next year.
So graduating from college, high school, what?
Yes, college.
College, okay. And what is your birthday?
June 10th, 1988.
And your name is Saraya? How did you say it?
Saraya.
Saraya, okay. Yes, so how old are you? Does that make you then 25?
25, yes, ma'am.
That's right, okay. So what is most exciting to you about what's on your plate right now, Saraya?
Graduation.
And what are you graduating in?
The field of radiology. I'll be getting my associate's.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so 6'10". And you said you, do you have any idea what time you're born?
My mom is saying either 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
1 a.m. or 2 a.m. Okay, so then that means that you have the moon in air. So, yeah, okay. So, in other words, way before noon on that day, correct? Sounds like.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Because the moon, again, is in a sign for the moon, which describes the feeling nature, is in a sign for 2 to 2.5 days. Well, you're a Gemini. Gemini, again, is so funny. I mean, it's interesting the energies that are. Gemini is again, it's an air sign. It's very much about communication. People with Gemini energy tend to distract very easily, be restless. Your moon, which is your feeling nature, is in Aries. It's so funny. I have so much opportunity to talk about this. Aries being the pioneer, Aries being the being true to oneself, what I again call Star Trek energy, that there's a very spontaneous side of you that enjoys challenges, overcomes obstacles, has probably had to be courageous in your life, maybe self-reliant. Yes, self-reliant early on. That could look like anything. I mean, somebody with a moon in Aries, that could be that their parents divorce, somebody dies, or they grow up in a very wonderful family, but they still feel that they have to, you know, do things on their own because, you know, again, so wherever that lands for you, there's a very, very strong, risk-taking, courageous, brave side of your personality, you know. And again, you can decide how you want to use that, you know. In other words, that could be challenge after challenge after challenge, and then the person goes, oh, my God, I don't think I can do this. And then they're doing it because they need to be challenged. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that crazy, if that makes any sense. Does that make any sense to you when I say that?
It makes sense. Yes,
yeah.
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
It also, I would also suggest having a moon in Aries would also suggest having a, I said this to one of the other callers, having a physical outlet for your energy, whether it's working out or walking or, you know, some physical way to work out the energy. Do you get headaches?
Okay. I do. I get them very, very often. I was thinking about taking yoga classes starting at the end of this month, so I'm glad you confirmed that for me.
Well, that, of course, yoga is such a wonderful thing for so many reasons. What I want to say, you know, every sign of the zodiac, again, has a relationship with a part of the body. And when there is dis-ease in any part of the body, it usually means the energy's gotten stuck. So next time you get a headache, look at a couple of things where you may be trying to, for lack of a better word, ram your way through something, you know, where you can't assert your will for some reason, or where you are not validating yourself, where you're not validating yourself. Just consider that because, you know, again, God did not mean for us to be in dis-ease, and when we are, it just means that there's some imbalance going on in the body. No right, no wrong, no judgment. But again, the next time you get a headache, just kind of survey the land in your life and look at where you might not be, where it's difficult for you to be asserting yourself in some way.
Okay.
You know,
so
just take a look
at
that because that could help with, you know, with releasing some of that energy that's lodged in your head.
Okay. I understand. I get that.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Well, that was very helpful. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Franklin, for having her on.
You're very welcome, beloved. I'm glad that you were able to join us this evening. You have any more questions?
No, that's it. That's very got some clarity from that, so that helped. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're okay. So welcome, sweetie.
You're very welcome. Okay, we have some other callers on the board. If you would like to talk with Lorelei, now is the time to press 1 because the other people on the computer have now been dropped off. So press 1 if you would like to talk with Lorelei. Lorelei, may I ask you to give your contact information again?
Sure. And again, this is for anyone that would be interested. Well, as I said, I have 5 or 7 slots, I'm not sure, till the end of the year for a free 20-minute discovery call, which is an opportunity. I send you a few questions like what really jazzes you. I use the Wizard of Oz as my business and counseling model. So it's like whatever your Oz is, and that can be anything big or small, you know, and what are the challenges in getting there? You know, if you woke up tomorrow and life could be exactly as you wanted it to be, what would it look like? So we have a lot of fun together, you rediscovering or maybe discovering for the first time parts of you, and then looking at what you're really wanting to create in your life and what your dreams are and how to assist you in making that happen, in allowing that to happen in perfect timing. So my email address is my name, Lorelei, L-O-R. E-L-E-I-Yes, Lorelei-Yes at AOL.com. Number, phone number is 404-226-0902. And I welcome anyone that feels that they are really ready to embrace parts of themselves that, you know something's there, you've had a desire, a feeling, an excitement about something, or there's parts of you, you know, that you don't maybe understand this part and that part. The beauty of this is that we're multifaceted, and this is one way, astrology is a wonderful way, I haven't found a better way in this particular piece, to really understand all these parts of yourself quickly and see where there's been division or where you've, again, judged yourself, criticized yourself, shamed yourself, or whatever, and yet now giving every part of you a voice so you can sing the song you came to sing. And singing your song, to me, means being all of who you are.
I love it. I love it. So Lorelei has imparted great pearls of wisdom with us and given us excellent tools that we can use to take it to 2014. She's told us about the lunar cycles. She told us that January 1st there will be a new moon, which means the new moon you plant your seeds of desire. Not wanting. Wanting represents lack. So whatever you want, God, Jehovah, Allah, the Creator, the Most High, the universe to help you manifest, you plant those seeds rather than New Year's resolutions, which most of us have broken by day 10 anyway. So they're very futile. I don't even do that anymore. But you plant what you truly want to manifest in your life. And then on the full moon, it will come into fruition. So she's given a lot of wonderful tools. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see manifestations of it at the full moon, or awarenesses, or ahas, or, I mean, working with the lunar cycles is so fascinating because, you know, there are times to take action and there are times to retreat. And when we honor them, and believe me, I only know this because I so dishonored them or didn't understand. You know, when I was in personnel, Jamila, I would, you know, I would be working with clients or I would be, you know, selling my services. And there would be times where I wouldn't have any clients and it would be time to, you know, pick up the phone again. And there would be times where all I wanted to do was crawl into a hole. I did not want to get out of bed. I wanted to crawl into a hole. And then 3 or 4 days later, that energy lifted, and I was, you know, back out doing whatever, but I didn't understand what was happening. Now I do. I know that was the last quarter moon cycle, which, by the way, will be Christmas, the 25th through the 1st of January. So the last week of the year is the last week of the lunar cycle as well. So I the reason these cycles are now so important to me and I feel so excited when I align with the natural rhythms is because for so long I didn't, you know, and I'd go, oh, my God, I'm depressed and I'm moody. And instead of just honoring and saying, oh, my God, this is a time to pull back. This is a time to plow under the crops, right, and get ready for the new seeding that comes at the new moon. But I didn't have a clue. I just knew there were times when I just would gut through 3 or 4 days and hope I would just be able to go to bed and wake up in a decent mood. And then finally I would reemerge. Now I know those cycles. So I can prepare. I can be kind to myself when I'm feeling that I don't want to talk to anybody, you know, like we do sometimes.
So you're saying now with the new moon, which begins, which is January the 1st, people should now be preparing their wish list and focus on that for the new moon and not be in action mode for now?
From Christmas to the first of the year, I think the new moon is like 6:14 a.m. on January 1st. But really, as I said, that last week of the year, that is going to be a time to clean out and, you know, get rid of whatever we don't want to bring into the next year, which typically people are sort of intuitively doing just because we're conditioned that January 1st. But I'm talking about it in terms of the natural cycles and the natural rhythm, which we have every month. It just so happens that this particular next new moon in Capricorn, next to the planet of power and transformation, is on January 1st, which I just think is so amazing. You know, I'm creating a Robin's cosmic nest warming where I'm asking my friends and guests to bring a twig and a dream, so we can plant seeds in the nest.
I love that. So on the practical side, then when people are doing the affirmations or the visualizations and all of that, should they still continue to do that during, you know, from now until the first of the year? What are some of your suggestions?
Well, I would say, see right now, because the full moon actually clocks in at 4, what is it? Let me see my calendar here exactly. It's like, the full moon is 4:26 a.m. tomorrow morning. But that's for 3 to 3.5 days. Then we have the disseminating phase, which probably clocks in at like on the 21st, 22nd. That's the time when we really get the insights from the full moon. You know, during a full moon, I usually suggest to people that they consider not making any major decisions if it doesn't need to happen, because at a full moon, we often overreact, right? We can be more of whatever. So it's always better, if possible, to put off, you know, anything major until the energy kind of subsides, because 3 days after the full moon, then we really get the sense of what the full moon was about, and we start to then share with others. We start to connect with others and tell them about what's been going on in our life, and they tell us at the same, you know, same thing. So really, the energy is fairly high until Christmas, and then on Christmas, the last quarter moon kicks in. And that, you know, that is a time, as I said, of letting go of everything that, you know, doesn't serve us anymore. The plowing under the crops, as I put it, you know, the getting the field ready for the new planting on the new moon on the first.
So from December 25th.
Until the 1st of January, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you exactly, the last quarter moon actually clocks in exactly, yeah, at 8:48 a.m. on Christmas. So it would be interesting to see, in terms of people, you know, being with family, et cetera, usually often during the holidays, what old stuff can be let go of. The fact that it's a last quarter moon would suggest we can let go of things we don't need anymore, you know, in terms of, let's say,
relationships,
old
people.
Relationship stuff. Yeah, and the fact that Venus, the planet of relationship will have been in retrograde for 4 days, because it goes retrograde on the winter solstice on the 21st. So that's a wonderful opportunity to reevaluate again the value of relationship, and to sometimes see new value in old relationships, or to see less value in things we thought we valued. So So like anything else, every cycle, whether a planet is direct or retrograde, there are wonderful opportunities. It's just knowing what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say that, you know, there's always some way to use the energy, whatever the energy is, no matter how challenging or difficult, there's always an opportunity to up-level and to learn something by whatever's going on. And again, sometimes things are just more difficult. But for me, knowing kind of what the possibilities are, even in the stuff that's really hard, you know, there's a lightness in that. There's a sort of, I don't know. For me, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like an obedience to the universe. If that makes any sense. You know, it's like obedience to a higher authority, to God, you know, the universe around, okay, so here's a period where, you know, I'm going to have an opportunity to maybe clean out some old cobwebs, you know, so let me intend with that energy. Let me use the energy of a retrograde or of a certain planet in a certain energy. There's, because there's always opportunity, you know, no matter what it is.
So you're not working against the cycle, you're working with the energy because you have more information. So so from now until the 25th, what can people do? Because see, what people may be doing, myself included, is doing affirmations for transformation and change. Would that be at odds with what's going on? Or do you think just to be latent and do and just float with it and not do any affirmations during this time?
Well, I do affirmations all the time. I mean, my new moon, I create a new moon wish list every month, every lunar cycle, and it's all affirmations, you know. In other words, and I always write my new moon wishes in gratitude statements. Like, for instance, I'm you know, recreating my website now with a, so one of the things on my new moon wish list, my last new moon wish list, is, you know, I'm grateful that all the content to write my story on my website, you know, is easy and effortless and fun, you know. So new moon wishes, like January 1st, would anything where people need the concretization of something, you know, the grounding of something, because Capricorn is about the structure. It's about, you know, it's about, again, the container. It's about accomplishment. It's about the goal. So I would suggest people plant seeds, to plant seeds at the Capricorn new moon about anything, even if it's never happened before, because with this particular energy, there's an opportunity to sort of let go of, let die anything that would be in the way of something that we want to manifest. I mean, you know, asking shall receive, right? Knocking it shall be opened, and what's the third one? Asking shall receive, knocking it shall be opened, and seeking you shall find.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the universe always says yes. So we ask, the universe says yes, and then as Abraham says, all we need to do is allow. All we need to do is allow it in, which is why the second step of the way I work with all my clients in whatever program or package is, the first step is helping them dare to dream by being all of who they are, and then the second step is dropping what's in the way, releasing what's keeping that away. Because anything that we don't have that we desire, it's just because we're armored against it. You know, we've got some barrier, some wall, something that's in the way. And then, of course, the third step is surrendering to divine timing. You know, it's just is asking, allowing, and then trusting that the universe, God, will bring that to us. And I have so many, you know, examples of that, which we don't have time for, but in my own life and clients' lives, watching that, I'd be a millionaire if I had a dollar for every time I've witnessed synchronicity or I've witnessed a miracle, you know, in someone's life, which can be little or big, you know, but basically by declaring what they desire and then allowing the universe to deliver it in perfect timing. And I'm in awe and stunned every day, more than once.
Wow. Well, this has been phenomenal. I see people on the board, but no one has clicked to to ask any questions. So I guess people probably would like to have a private audience with you. And
an audience. Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah.
When you say
audience
I think of the Pope.
Yeah, well, we're claiming we're stepping into our goddesshood. And so and
absolutely.
If he can have an audience,
I love that, Jamila.
Yes, if he can have an audience, Lorelai can have an audience. Correct? You had one this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, you had an attentive audience tonight, and you still have one on the board. I'm looking at the people on my board. So we will close now, and thank you so very, very, very much. And if you can give everyone your contact information again.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd like to say just one thing in closing before I do that, and that is that whoever you are, whoever is listening, you are magnificent. There is nobody like you. There is nobody wired like you. There is no one. It's like a fingerprint. There is no one who has come to the planet wired in the particularly unique way that you are, which means your birthright is abundance. It's a life of love and happiness. And what I want to say is, while there's no question there are challenges on the planet and things going on, there has never been more of an opportunity to really step into who you really are and to live the life of your dreams, whatever that is. So I just wanted to say that, especially now. So my email address is Lorelai Yes, LoreleiYes at AOL.com. And my phone number is 404-226-0902.
Well, thank you so much, Lorelai. And as you so aptly put it, everyone on the line and the people who were listening via computer earlier, you are the star of your show, so and the star of your life. So we appreciate you. We love you. And until the next time, be safe and be well and have a great and productive and prosperous week. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.